Manager's Log. Tuesday, January 24th, 2017. We continue working on our website. The homepage has pictures on it right now of the Women's March in Eureka and the Women's March in Orleans. We'll be taking those off and putting up some pictures from around the country. I'm amazed. It's really enlightening to see the display of unity around the country, around the world. People marched. People were marching in snow and rain and maybe even hot conditions. Don't know. I can't tell by the pictures. They marched even at night. So people were marching for a long time. It wasn't just a couple of hours. People were marching shoulder to shoulder. A lot of people in some places and few people in other places. But the idea is that they marched. Orleans. They marched from the stop sign by the school across the bridge. Got photos. Those will be up there too. A few photos, not a whole lot. The New York Times had a great display. We can post those, the URL to that article. People got together and marched for the same unity, for humanity, for the environment. On the takeaway this morning, they're talking about the possibilities of revisiting the Dakota Access Pipeline, revisiting the XL Pipeline. All the work that has been done to stop those two efforts could be undone. So what are we going to do about that? How do we feel about that? And what is going to be our next step? There are only 66 Native communities that have radio stations. And in those communities, there are issues, there's consciousness, there's values. We see what's going on in the world, and we see what's going on in our own local communities. There's environmental issues, economic issues around the world. There's environmental and economic issues in our community. I think it's wise that we come together as a people, and let's talk about these, and let's talk about the future that we want to leave for the next generations. I'm uncertain if that discussion happened back in the 20s and back in the 30s and back in the 40s. I'm sure it did at some point, but there was a different viewpoint. The environment was not as threatened as it is today. We weren't facing climate change, or we were just entering climate change and we just didn't realize it. But now we know. So what are we going to do? We at the station are trying to position ourselves so we can hear, so we can share your viewpoints and your opinions and your ideas and your concerns and your hopes. So stay tuned. And thank you for listening, always.